أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to turn to ask to the Ahl al-Dhikr if you do not know. This is the month of Rajab, where we are commemorating the births of our Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. This is the month of forgiveness, Rajab al-Asab, where a lot is falling down, which is the mercy of Allah that falls down, month of istighfar, and the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best opportunity for a mu'min to prepare himself for the arrival of the month of Sha'ban and later on for the month of Ramadan, which is the month of the ummah of Rasulullah. So here we need to benefit from the presence of this holy month. The humanity needs solution to the problems which are being faced by the humankind, whether the academic problems, the moral problems, or the social, financial, and the political problems. And the solution for getting out of all these problems and the misguidance, dalala, and the jahl and the ignorance is to turn to the source of knowledge, which is none but the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and grabbing on to the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. This ayat of Holy Quran is repeated twice: fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun, Surah An-Nahl verse 43, and Surah Al-Anbiya verse 9. And we have authentic hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying, in the tafsir of this ayat, that az-zikru ana, zikr is me, wal a'immatu ahl az-zikr, and the imams are ahl az-zikr. So we are supposed to turn towards the imams. Fas'alu ahl az-zikr in kuntum la ta'lamun. Another hadith from Imam Rida alayhi salam says, nahnu ahl az-zikr wa nahnu al-mas'ulun. We are the ahl az-zikr and we are the ones who are asked. So it's important to remember that فَالذِّكْرُ رَسُولُ وَنَحْنُ أَهْلُهُ. Zikr is Rasulullah in the verse of Holy Quran, and the Ahlul Bayt are the Ahlul Zikr. Also the ayat of Holy Quran where it says وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ, and stop them, certainly they are responsible, they are answerable. And here the question that will be asked on the Day of Judgment from the humanity is about the walayat and mawaddat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to cling on to the walaya of Ahlul Bayt by disassociating from all the oppressions of all the oppressors. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.